back to your room and you write a hit record.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
That's kind of the way it happens. Former Jethro Tull bass player Jeffrey Hammond turned 73 today. Why is he Hammond-Hammond? Is two cousins married? I don't know. Anyway, I digress. The go-to-your-room part was actually what happened. A manager for Jethro Tull told Ian Anderson, we need a hit. We're going to get forgotten. You go back to your room and you write me a hit. Here's Ian Anderson.
Living in the past came about because our manager at the time said, during our first American tour, we're going to be forgotten in Britain by the time we get back if we don't come out with some product. So, he said, go into your motel room and write a hit single, which is something I'd never done and probably haven't managed to do since. But anyway, at the time, I took myself off into my lonely motel room in darkest Boston and came up with a song which obeyed all the formulaic requirements of the instant hit, with the exception, of course, that it happened to be in 5/4 time, which is kind of difficult to dance to unless you have 2.5 legs.
It was their highest charting U.S. single. Made it to number 11. Steppenwolf, The Birds, they were in the movie Easy Rider. Well, the songs were. And the 1969 classic film is going to be screened at Radio City Music Hall September 20th. The soundtrack will be performed live and in sync with the film. First of its kind, John Kay of Steppenwolf, Byrds founding member Roger McGuinn will do the songs accompanied by musicians, directed by T-Bone Burnett. Peter Fonda was the guy who co-wrote the film and produced it, and he is co-producing the event. Here's Peter Fonda on the soundtrack.
That was the first time a soundtrack of already previously released and hit tunes in their own genres had ever been put to a movie. And it cost me $1,000 for every person on the cuts. Bob Dylan got $1,000 and the people backing him up each got $1,000. That's how he did it. Today, you couldn't pull it off.
Bob Dylan's manager, Albert Grossman, had a little dispute. So that's why Bob Dylan's performances were not in the movie. Here's Peter Fonda.
We couldn't use his recording because of Albert, but he said have McGuinn do it. It was great.
This is great.
Rock Gossip, 6:25 and 8:25 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.